Oh Lord, I feel fine today, walking on cloud nine today. I'm over that line today, happiness is finally mine today.
I guess I'm just a lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today, guys, we're talking about all the different modes of transportation as we head out this holiday season. We're hitting the road. We're also going by train, possibly. You know, Doc Bill, we don't talk about train travel that much, but that is definitely a way that people are traveling around the country. And even when you go to other countries, train travel is one of the major ways of transportation around the country.
Trains will become more and more important, particularly as time goes on. If you're in the Northeast Corridor, that's the most practical and efficient way of getting around. Here in the South, you don't have that many train stops. You don't have that much intense train routes as you have up north. But it's becoming more and more popular, and as Georgia becomes a more larger state, we'll see more and more of it. But trains are great. They're great locations. And you can even take a train to another location. You can go and fly and then catch a train, whether it's in California or a train up in parts of Alaska, other places, and make your vacation a train trip where you actually go and enjoy yourself on the train and see some usual sights.
Well, you know, I haven't taken a train since I was a little girl, and I did just that with my grandmother. She wanted us to see some of the countryside, so we took a train ride. And I just remember sitting and with my face really pressed to the window looking out, just at everything as you pass by. I mean, it really is a great way to see our beautiful country. It really is.
I mean, we even have a train here in Gainesville, you know, the Midland Express, they have it. It used to be one of my friends' father-in-law was actually the conductor named Black Bill, and he was the guy who had a whistle that they would blow it, and that train would come down the road. So, I mean, we have it, and it's good. I mean, Amtrak's good. It's a good way to get around. You can bring your own meal. You can enjoy yourself, and you got to consider how you want to travel. Do I want to, in this train, sit back the whole ride, or do I want to actually put a bit more money in it and get a sleeper car? If it's going to be a train trip, it's going to be over a couple of days. And that's a nice way to enjoy and see the country, because people used to do it that way. The train was the cutting edge of technology when this country first came out. It was what really knitted this country together.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was definitely what got people from the east to the west and south to the north, so absolutely. But, you know, just like air travel, there are a couple of things that you need to keep in mind with train travel as well. Things like making sure your identification, your tickets, any medicine that you may have, you want all of that in your bag that you have right with you, right beside you, so that you can, you know, have easy accessibility to it, and that, you know, there's no problem of it being lost or like I said, or you're needing it while you're en route.
It is, and I think it's just a good way to get around. It's efficient. It's comfortable. And, again, you can either bring your meal with you or you can go. A lot of trains, you can actually buy the meal on the train, and the meals are getting better and better depending on the type of train you go and the route you're traveling.
Well, that's true. That's true. And, you know, our brother-in-law, J.W., that was his mode of transportation when he would travel to Mississippi. I mean, he always preferred the train. And he'd get the sleeper car and really enjoyed it. It was like a big journey for him.
Well, it is. And, I mean, you have more things like that going on. You know, again, make sure you bring yourself a sweater or a jacket, because sometimes it may be a bit more colder on the train than you anticipated. And you can always take clothes off, but you can't add them if you don't have them with you.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, a couple of things, too, to keep you busy, because on those long train rides at night, you can't really look out the window and see the scenery. So a deck of cards, activity book, especially if you're traveling with kids, you want to have something that you can pull out so that you can keep them active and entertained.
Well, that's true. And again, you know, again, iPads can help quite well, or whatever tablet device you have with you. And again, look at the place where you want to go. Sometimes the train can get there very efficiently, particularly up in the northern part of the United States. The train can take you right into the city, and then from there you can catch a cab and go where you want to go. Otherwise, with an airport, you have to go and get from the airport to the city, and that can sometimes be a hassle. So you have to look and see where you're going to. Is there an efficient train system to get you where you want to be?
Well, you know, that's very true. And a lot of times, too, we think about with air travel, you want to find those discounts, you want to find those deals. You can do the same thing with your train ride as well. And Amtrak actually offers something called the College Visit Program, which is a great opportunity for especially college kids who are coming home for the holidays, for them to have a discounted ride home. Or if you're going to visit them instead of them coming home, You know, certainly check out their college visit program, but also just look for deals, you know, because there are always deals with whatever mode of transportation that you are taking, whether it's a car rental, whether you're flying or, you know, whatever form of transportation you're taking, you know, look for those deals and start booking those things ahead of time. It might be a little late to do the ahead of time for Thanksgiving right now, but certainly if you're looking at Christmas and considering maybe a train ride, train leaves right here from Gainesville.
And that's a very true point. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of small towns in the Georgia area that the train leaves from. You don't have to necessarily go to Hartsfield Airport to leave and out of the area. You can actually take the train, and the train can take you to these areas, like you said, in Gainesville and some of the other places further north.
That's true. You know, and another tip, too, is like where to sit. So if you're not going to do that sleeper car, maybe what you can do is make sure you're sitting closer to the center of the rail car, because that's the best way to avoid some of the noise and maybe even some of the smell that might be coming from some of the different areas of the train that you might want to avoid. So choose your seat wisely, just as you would any other mode of transportation. If you were flying, you may not want that middle seat. So the same thing with the train. You know, you want to look at the seating configuration and see what's the best seat for the length of time you'll be on the train. As you mentioned, you might want to do one of those sleeper cars, especially if you have difficulty sleeping. It might be a little hard to sleep sitting up. So one of those sleeper cars would make it a little bit more convenient for you.
Check and also see luggage. Amtrak allows you to bring 2 pieces of luggage. If you need to bring more than that, let them know. You may have to pay extra for it. And again, talk to the conductor that's on the train if you have any, you know, you need help with something or you've worried that you may not remember where your stop's at. If you let them know in advance, they will note that and they will be quite helpful to make your trip run efficiently and be helpful to you.
Well, you bring up a good point, because that's another thing, too. People think, well, I'll just call Amtrak and I'll just book my train ride. But, you know, they can also help you with things that you might need once you arrive. You might need a hotel when you arrive if you're not staying with family and friends. You might need car rental. You know, they can also help you with destination information to the different places where the train is going and where you may be getting off. So lots of information. So just use them as a resource for that train ride and have a great holiday on the train.
It's fun. It's a good way to look. And for young kids, they'll look back at these and they'll enjoy it, because train transportation is going to change, whether it's high-speed rails eventually come to the United States or something as fantastic or fanciful as a Hyperloop. The train system is going to change. It's going to change dramatically within the next few years in this country and around the world as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, because last year when I went over to Switzerland, that was the way that I got around. I mean, I went around the whole country by train. It was easy. It was convenient. It was safe. It was very comfortable. And then when I got into the different cities, I took the train pretty much that was right inside the city as well. So it's a great way to, you know, to travel. And it should be one of those things that you put on your list for the kids, either for the grandkids, to take them on a train ride, because it really is like an American adventure to go across the U.S. by train. I think that'd be fantastic.
It's a great thing to do. And there's a lot of parts of the United States you can do that in. So I think it's something people should put on their list of things I would like to do.
Absolutely. Now, no train down to Sapelo, though, huh?
Not yet. There used to be a train years ago on Sapelo Island itself to help move parts of the sugar cane and the crops, but there's none there now.
What about down to Savannah?
There is a train that goes down to Savannah, New Orleans, that whole area down there, but it's best to get down there first and then take the train when you're down there up along that southern coast.
So it's not the best routing to go from Gainesville to Savannah by train.
Usually it'll go up to Richmond, Virginia, then come back down. So you're best to just go there and then ride the train from there down to New Orleans or where you want to take it along the southeast.
But that would be sort of a great routing if someone wanted to take the kids to do something like that, because then you could also drive back from Savannah to do something like that. You can mix it up.
That's something that's very fun to do.
Very fun to do. Now, the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. So you don't have to go by train. You can jump in your automobile and head down to Sapelo and actually take a boat over, because you only get there by ferry. So there's a boat ride in there as well, Doc Bill. So check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about a mode of transportation that we don't talk about a lot, and that's taking the bus. Yeah, taking the bus. You can do that as well. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.